Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today I want to talk to you about the blessing is in the stretching. The blessing is in the stretching. It's so important for us to understand that when it comes to the blessing does not come with pure ease. The blessing does not come without difficulty. The blessing does not come without frustration. And there's this notion in the world where we think that when we are blessed or when the blessing enters our lives, that it just comes without pain, comes without frustration, it comes without work, it comes with us being in a place where everything is easy and we have just not felt no stretch within our lives. So again, I want to say to you that when you enter the place of the blessing, before that happens, there needs to be a stretching. Why? Because the blessing cannot attach itself just to anything. You need to look at it in this way. There is a way that you need to look for the blessing to come upon you. There is certain characteristics that needs to sit on you for the blessing to attach itself to you. So you cannot look a certain way or remain a certain way and then expect a certain blessing to come upon you. Let me put it to you in this way. Do you feel or do you think that what you have achieved right now, you would have been able to have achieved or enter into that kind of blessing or ease when you were a child? No, it's impossible, because there is limitations or were limitations to when you were a child. You thought a certain way. There were certain things that you could not do. But the older you get, you build muscle. And that muscle allows you to obtain certain things. So it's your way of thinking. It's your way of behaving. It's your way of speaking. It's your way of interacting with people. Now, we sometimes think that when we are adults, we have reached our completion in terms of development. But within God, we are always going to have to develop. And there are things in us that we may think we have achieved that we may not have achieved. And that is why the stretching is so important. The stretching is for the things that are unknown that we need to acquire, so that when God comes and He blesses you, the blessing does not fall out of your hand. It does not fall through your hands, but you are able to sustain it by holding on to it, because you realize what has been given to you is so much more than just letting it go. You know, there are various people within the Bible that we can look at. Look at Joseph for instance. Joseph gets a dream from God. The dream speaks about the fact that Joseph's brothers will be bowing down to him. Joseph's brothers are not very happy at the dream that he's sharing with him. Joseph then has another dream. This dream speaks about the fact that his parents, his father, would also be doing the same thing. Joseph did not have the capacity. He was limited for the blessing that was in store for him. Firstly, he was immature. Secondly, he did not have discernment who to share the dream with. Thirdly, he did not understand that he was not there yet. He goes to a family and he brags about who he is. Yet when the family looks at him, they can actually poke holes in this entire person that they're supposed to be bowing to, because they know that he's arrogant. They know that he's not humble. They know that there's a whole lot of things that he needs to develop in. He is playful. All the things that he talks about only is the fact that he's his father's favorite. So imagine that person receiving the blessing and just obtaining it. He would not have been able to maintain it. He would not have been able to hold on to it. But then he goes through a process of stretching. He gets thrown into a pit. He gets sold. He gets to Potiphar's house. He goes through more stretching, where the wife literally wants to seduce him. Then he gets thrown into prison again. And then he ends up in the palace. All of these things happens to Joseph. And there's a stretching of his character, a stretching of the person that needs to happen before the blessing. Now we understand and we have gone through a story to create a picture of our own lives. You may be trusting God for various things within your life. You may be trusting God for a new car, but can you handle it? You may be trusting God for a new house. Can you handle it? You may be trusting God to become the CEO of a company that you want to start. Can you handle it? You see, God is not wasteful. God needs to stretch us so that he can change us to become what he needs us to be before he puts the blessing in our hands. There are so many things that you and I may not understand about ourselves, that we may not understand, but I'm lacking in this area, and I'm lacking in that area, and we just want the blessing, but we do not understand that if we are not stretched to maintain what has been given to us, everything will fall through our hands. If we think, or let us think together about people who have won the lottery or have won lots of money, think about the fact that sometimes they haven't been stretched to use their money. Their mental capacity has not had the ability to understand how a budget works. So yeah, this gift falls into their hands. What do they do? It could be R1 million, it could be R2 million, it could be any big amount of money. And they may only be able, their capacity may only be able to keep that money for up to 3 or 4 months. They do not understand, or they have not been through the stretching that says you need to be upskilled in the area of budgeting. You need to be upskilled in the area of planning. You need to be upskilled in the area of investment. You need to be upskilled in all of those areas. You see, sometimes God may give us something that we are not ready for. And we are complaining and saying, God, I'm ready. God, I'm ready. Give it to me. But look back in past situations. Look back in past instances within your life. And just think back. When you had the very thing that you're asking God for now, were you diligent? Were you wise, or did you waste it? And sometimes God just needs to keep the promise back a little bit longer so that he can bring us to a place where we can become responsible and we have grown into maturity so that we can handle what he gives us. Again, I leave you with these words. The blessing is in the stretching. It only remains when we have been developed enough to maintain it. Ask yourself the question,
Where am I? What am I currently doing to get ready for the blessing? If you are just sitting and waiting and asking God, I can definitely assure you that you are not ready for the blessing. Waiting does not mean doing nothing. Waiting is getting ready and prepared. Waiting is about the preparation area or the preparation phase. Many people don't want to hear that. They are waiting and waiting and not developing themselves. And because of that, they miss out on the blessing that awaits them. Joseph ended up as second in charge in Egypt. Why? Because he was stretched. His thinking changed. His abilities changed. How he interacted with people changed. He became humble. He became human. It was not just about him and how great he is. And because of that, he learned a lesson and God could eventually elevate him. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that I am ready, but not without the stretching. Take me into a time, O God, of reflection, where I will notice the things that needs to change so that I cannot miss out on the blessing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you for listening to this morning's broadcast, or rather today's broadcast. I will see you again next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.